Good to see you all this morning. Some of you are glad to see me, the rest, that's okay. Thank you for making the time. It's wonderful, the privilege that we have of fellowshipping together. Thank you to Annie, thank you to John, thank you to Louis, the deep end, appreciate you guys. And thank you for singing happy birthday to my wife. The thing about the birthday song, so interesting, people sing it ever. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. And when they're not sure of the person's name, happy birthday to you, happy birthday. I love it. I never get tired of it. So yeah, bless and thank you for your participation there. And she really, really is special to us and to me. I'm not sure what this is about, but I heard a little foolkie, it's in my oor gefluister. We do this, we share and rejoice when brothers and sisters receive motorcycles from the Lord, and it shouldn't only be for that, but because we're enthusiastic about motorcycles. We're going to share in Stephen's joy this morning as he's been entrusted with this new machine, the MT-09Y Yamaha Tracer. So we just want to pray God's blessing over Stephen and this motorcycle as we share with him this morning. Would you step up to the plate, please, sir? Dis nou maar 'n mooi ding hier jy. Jo. Father, we just thank you that we can celebrate with Stephen this morning, Lord God, as we pray your blessing, as we like to do in this fellowship, Lord God, have a biker blessing over somebody that's entrusted with a motorcycle. We thank you, Lord God, that you will always use this as an instrument in his hands to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to motorcyclists, their friends, and their family, one heart at a time. I thank you that this machine will bring him nothing but joy. And every time you give him an open door and an opportunity, that he will testify that it's because of your goodness that we can enjoy things like this. Thank you that every time that he puts that key in the ignition, you will keep him safe and protect him. And may he just enjoy this motorcycle, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we bless and thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, my brother. Enjoy. You might have noticed a while ago, Stephen was on a little knee scooter, and then some crutches, and then a moon boot. That had nothing to do with motorcycling. He sustained that injury playing squash. So it's proof positive that squash is way more dangerous than riding a motorcycle. And two weeks ago, I think we had the ministry weekend at the Tearcut. Yeah, it's last weekend. Yeah, sorry. We got back in time. That's right. I needed a ministry partner. Before that, weeks before that, Stephen committed. He said he's going to trust God to be able to accompany and be a ministry partner for me on that weekend. Little did he know that God would enable him to do that, but also ride that weekend. He got to ride Trisha's motorcycle, so... So God is good. Bless you, Stephen. I just pray that you enjoy it, my bro. You have an interesting journey when it comes to motorcycles, but yo, may this just be another one of those interesting chapters. We've been speaking about a heart of worship and what it means to have a heart of worship. And we said to summarize it, it's more than just a song. A heart of worship is just having an attitude that where you allow God to put you in a place where he can do certain things in and through your life. And I most certainly have enjoyed preparing the messages for that particular theme or topic. And it's challenged my life and challenged my heart as we've been preparing for that. So this week, we're going to continue, but not with a heart of worship, on something completely different. I really, really wrestled with this. And normally what we've been trying to do is to get pictures up to introduce the new theme. And I was really just stumped because, you know, how dare God? How dare God come and mess up my plans? I mean, who does he think he is to come and change like my sermon, you know? So I'm just being obedient to the Holy Spirit this morning. And I think what we're going to speak about today and in the next couple of weeks is building upon what we've been discussing for the last couple of weeks, having a heart of worship. And obviously, I've got to think ahead and listen to God ahead and plan and you know, get the artwork done in time and stuff like that. But I was really, really stumped with this. I had different titles. I had different pictures in mind and all sorts of stuff. And God just put a halt to all of that. So for the sake of putting a title to this morning's message, I've called it Making God Happy. Making God Happy. So before we read a scripture verse and start unpacking it and discussing it, let's just ask ourselves an open, honest question this morning. You as yourself, what do you think it takes to make God happy? What have you experienced in your life? Waar jy iets ervaar in jou gees, jy kry die gevoel, God is pleased met my oor dat iets gebeur het. I can guarantee you that most of us think like this. God's happiness is dependent on something that you do for Him or something that you give to Him. Isn't that true? Please speak to me, church. Ek weet, ons moet maskers dra, maar jy mag gesels. Most of us think that God's pleased if I do something. Or God's pleased if I give Him something. Or God's pleased if I sacrifice something. Or God's pleased if I act in a certain way. If I speak in a certain way. If I think in a certain way. If I believe a certain thing, then God must be pleased. Isn't it true most of us think like that? Well, this is what blew me out of the water when the Holy Spirit dropped this in my heart. You know that's not what the scripture teaches at all about what makes God happy and what pleases God. You know what the scripture teaches? Are you ready for this, church? Please receive this morning. What makes God happy is based on Him giving us something. Did you get that? How different is that? God's happiness is based on Him giving us something. Not on us giving God anything. Most of us, myself included, to please God, I must act a certain way. I have these Christian rules and regulations, and it's put in a Bible and guidelines, and die kerk verwag die, en die leierskap verwag daai, and Mozzie wants this, and the pastor expects that, and the church is expecting me to, etc., etc., etc. Come on, people, be real with me this morning. Wie van ons kan sê, ons was hier ten minste een keer op daai plek in ons lewe, where we think, to please God, I must do something, or give up something, or start something. That's not what the Bible teaches, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible teaches us something completely different. And I think that's why, I know, in fact, also, if I only think it, I shouldn't be preaching it this morning. I know that that is why God wanted us to speak about this. Making God happy. So if you can get this, God's happiness is dependent on Him giving us something, not us giving anything to God. Is that okay? How many of you have already learned something this morning? Isn't that a refreshing way of looking at Christianity? It kind of like takes the pressure off us, isn't it? It's like, okay, ek hoef nie te perform om God se gunst te verdien nie. Ek hoef nie te perform om sy genade te verdien nie. Of ek hoef nie te perform om laat my gebede geantwoord word nie. Because God's happiness is based on Him giving us something. That's what makes God happy. Are we ready to look at some scriptures this morning? Touch on your phones or open your phones to Luke chapter 12. Or open your Bibles. Or sit back, relax and follow on the screen. Whatever floats your boat or turns your crank. Luke chapter 12 and verse 32. Luke chapter 12 and verse 32. And this is the foundation and basis scripture this morning for what we want to talk about. When you're there, say, "Preach it, Pastor." And if you're not there, say, "Please wait." Nobody says, "So we're ready this morning." Hallelujah. Aren't you glad we have faithful, dedicated, committed, cheerful audiovisual crew that make this possible for us? Give them a round of applause this morning. Come on, man. I believe we don't say anywhere near enough thank you to the people that make what happens here on a Sunday. Help us do it in the spirit of excellence. So thank you to the guys that do that. Jesus says this, so don't be afraid, little flock. Little flock, don't be afraid. Chillax. For it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. It gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. And that's the gist and the foundation and the basis of what we're going to speak about in the next couple of weeks. The Bible doesn't say God is happy when you do X, Y, Z. The Bible does teach about faith without works is dead, etc., etc. When it comes to God's happiness, folks, this is what the Scripture teaches. I researched it. I studied it. I meditated on it. And this is the message and idea that the Scriptures teach. It's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And why it says don't be afraid, if you look at the context of what Jesus is saying there, he's addressing the issues that they were facing then that we also are facing today. Cares and concerns about not having enough, about running out, about resources and supplies and needs and food and clothing and housing, etc., etc. Stuff that's very, very real to us today. Isn't he, Suni Yella? It's stuff that's real because those things are necessary and important in our lives, isn't it? Please don't be so spiritual that you say, ach, dis net wereld so goed. Ja, dis wereld so goed. Maar die feit is, jy leef in die wereld. Dis wereld so goed, ja. Dis verganklike goed, maar ons het reg goed nodig om aan te gaan. Okay, so that's why Jesus, he's a real practical God and he addresses that. He says, don't be afraid, little flock. It gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. So, we said that God's happiness is not dependent on anything that we give Him, but on Him giving us something. Because at the end of the day, what can we give to God that He hasn't already given us? Is there anything that we can give to God? Really? Daarom in hierdie gemeente sê ons, and I'm a stickler. Wat is die Afrikaanse woord daarvoor? Ek is nogal erg daaroor. As mense praat, hulle sê, ek gee my tiendes vir God. Is nie jou tiendes nie, my broer? Hallo? Ek het nie, is nie jou tiendes nie? Ja, ek gee my geld vir die Here. Nee, is nie jou geld nie. Is goed wat hy aan jou toevertrou het, omdat hy dit goed gesien het, uit die hart van genade. We return God's tithes to him. And let's put money right out of the question. Kom ons haal het uit die gebouw uit, helemaal, out of your minds. Ek gee my tyd vir die Here. Your time? The fact that your heart is beating right now is a gift from God. The fact that you have the privilege of to do this is a gift from God, my bro. What can we give to God? Nothing. John 3 and verse 27 says that John replied, no one can receive anything unless God gives it to him from heaven. So we can't give God anything. I give God my time, you give God nothing. You return to Him in an act of worship some of the stuff He's already entrusted you with. That's what He requires. So when it comes to pleasing God, let's just settle this in our hearts now before we go any further. God wants to give us the kingdom. This makes Him happy. This church's vision is, read it to me, somebody. Thank you. Now somebody else besides Nicolene. Bringing the unchurched into the kingdom of God to advance His kingdom. Now what is die koninkryk? We'll focus on that in time to come. Let's just focus on making God happy. Is that okay? Hallelujah. So, settle it in our hearts. God wants to give us the kingdom. He hasn't put together rules and regulations in a book to try and keep us out. He hasn't put together all these rules and regulations to disqualify us from receiving the kingdom. He hasn't spoken a plan of life and for us to base our lives upon with the view of keeping us away from the kingdom. All He's done has been geared towards, directed towards, giving us the kingdom. It's not to keep people out of the kingdom. It's for people to step into and partake of the blessings and the benefits of the kingdom. Have we got that so far, church? Let's understand that. He wants to do this for us. So how do we get there? Having said all of that, there's only one way for us to be able to receive what God has for us. I remember the first time this started changing in my mind. I started looking at the way I pray, what I did with my body, and the way hoe ek gedink het wanneer ek gebid het. Ek weet nie hoe was dit vir julle gewees, maar vir my was dit dan so. Toe ek gebid het, in my gedagtes het ek gedink, hier is ek op aarde, ek gaan in 'n sekere postuur, of ek bevind my in 'n sekere plek waar ek bietjie stiller is, dan sit ek op my boude, of gaan op my knie, of maak die deur toe, en dan bid ek wat hierso is, my mosiekie, vir die Here wat iewerste daar bo is. Verstaan jy? Dis die konsep wat ek in my gedagte gehad het, van 'n individu wat hierso is, en 'n hemelse wese wat hierso is. God daar, ek hier. Dis nie so nie. Hy is alomteenwoordig. Die skrif sê, as ek wedergebore is, en opnuut gemaak is in my gees, deur die Heilige Gees, is ek in hom, en hy in my. That's the mystery of the gospel. I am in him, and him in me. So when I think about this, he wants to give me the kingdom. It's not like a visa that's somewhere there wanting to give me that's down here something. It's not about that. And I'm trying to explain it like this so that our natural minds can picture this, that our imaginations can run wild with us and get us to see what God wants for us is to step into his kingdom, and there's only one way to do it. Only one way. Please don't think of it as a God trying to give us down here something this way. There's only one way. What do you think that is? Good. Anything else? If we're speaking about making God happy, we've already learned so far that God is happy when we receive something from him. God is happy to give us the kingdom. How does that happen? Faith. What else? Commandments. Very good. What else? Obedience. Grace. Keep speaking to me, church. Loyalty. Love. Submission. Somebody say when a person dies. Relationship. Old person dies and new person comes to life. Yeah. Worship. Interesting. Not one person has mentioned what we're going to speak about. Not that any of those answers are wrong. Hello? Wat ons nou gaan bespreek en beskryf is alomvattend. In other words, it covers and it blankets everything that has been said this morning from your feedback. And thank you for your feedback. Give yourselves a round of applause. Come on. I don't know about you, it's exciting being a church. I'm excited about coming to church, hallelujah. And it's got nothing to do with me speaking. Okay, sometimes I don't like the sound of my own voice. In fact, most of the time. So moving right along. So, okay, great, Mozzie. God's happy when he gives us the kingdom and he wants us to have the kingdom. Great, who gebeurt dat? I'm a how-to man. How does that happen? There's only one way. Here goes. For us to receive what he wants for us, and that is through a life led by the Holy Spirit. Only through a life that is led by the Holy Spirit can you receive the kingdom of God. Yes, it involves love. Yes, it involves loyalty. Yes, it involves obedience. Yes, it involves dying to self and being raised in newness of life. Yes, it involves all of those things, but none of those things can come about except through a life led by the Holy Spirit. And the good news is, once again, God is happy, what? When he gives us the kingdom. Jesus has already made that possible. Now, there's at least one person here this morning that is already now you thinking like I thought. And I thought, yeah, Lord, but this is basics. Like, really? We already know that through Jesus, yes, but folks, do we really understand? that it's through what Jesus has done and the promises that he's made and fulfilled, which we're going to look at this morning, that we can receive what God has for us. And when we receive what God has for us, God is happy. I'm taking time on this morning, church, because we need to lay the foundation for what we're going to discuss in the weeks to come. So, the how-to of it is, we want to make God happy. Okay. For Him to be happy, we need to receive what He has for us. For us to receive what He has for us can only come about through a life led by the Holy Spirit. The next passage of Scripture we're going to look at, I want to read every single verse of this whole chapter. Okay? So, it's important. And we're going to focus on several verses from this passage of Scripture. All right? Come, please work with me. And no? You see? That's why it's good to just memorize the whole chapter. Read the Bible. Who said that? Well done. I deserve that. Get your Bible, man. I keep notes as a backup, so here we go. All right. Okay, guys. All right, so to emphasize again, so to receive this from the Lord can only come about through a life that is led by the Holy Spirit. So we're going to read Galatians chapter 5. I'm going to read it over here. You guys, please feel free to follow on your device, Bible, or on the screen. Are we ready? All right. So Christ has truly set us free. Now make sure that you stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you're counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ will be of no benefit to you. I'll say it again. If you're trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey every regulation in the whole law of Moses. For if you're trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You've fallen away from God's grace. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive by faith the righteousness God has promised to us. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there's no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were running the race so well. Who has held you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God. For He's the one who called you to freedom. This false teaching is like a little yeast that spreads through the whole batch of dough. I'm trusting the Lord to keep you from believing false teachings. God will judge that person, whoever he is, who has been confusing you. So somebody came along and told him, no, guys. You can only please God by doing this, doing that, acting this way. And Paul is saying, no. God set us free because we realize we can't please God by obeying rules. Somebody has spread a lie amongst you. Somebody has started telling you a false teaching. Somebody has told a lie, and the devil's using that to get you back to the way things were before Jesus came and done what he's done. That's what's busy happening here. Paul is speaking into that situation. Verse 11. Dear brothers and sisters, if I was still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why am I still being persecuted? For if I were no longer preaching salvation through the cross of Christ, no one would be offended. I just wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. Now just stop right there. Listen to what Paul is saying here. Hy sê, hierdie mense, verwag dat jy 'n gedeelte van jou liggaam moet, whoop, you got to go for a snip the tip to me. Have you heard of that procedure? Dr. Mozzie. It's called a snip the tip to me. Hallelujah. Some people are offended. Hey, it's in the Bible. Just get over it. Okay? Paul is saying, these guys, and I love the language. He says, these guys want you to mutilate yourself. He says, I wish they would mutilate themselves. I love it. He says, rarig. Laat hulle dit aan hulle self doen dan. En nie die gemors op julle dan plaas nie. Moenie hierdie mense wat in vryheid leef en wandel and experiencing this freedom and liberty in Christ, don't come and try and put them under your nonsense rules and your messed up regulations, man. Wat sê vir hulle? Moenie godsdienstigheid op die mense, godsdienstigheid, bestaan nie so woord nie, godsdienst, religion. Don't come and smear your religion on these people that want relationship with Jesus. There's a difference between religion and relationship. He's saying, as hulle hulle self wil besny en mutilate, let them mutilate themselves. Don't let them mutilate you with this nonsense. Are you getting the picture? He spoke about it passionately, man. Let them mutilate themselves. Verse 13. You've been called to live in freedom. Hallelujah. My brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy your sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. For the whole law can be summed up in this one command. And when Paul, to the church in Galatia, speaking about the law, he's speaking about the law given to Moses, the prophets, etc., the commandments, everything, the whole law, thou shalt not, because da-da-da-da-da-da, etc., all of those. He's saying this about this law. For the whole law can be summed up in this command, love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. If you just love your neighbor, you won't need the other commandments and laws and regulations. And if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and spirit, you're good. Love God, love people, sorted. Isn't it easy? It's as simple as that. People come and complicate it. Church rules and regulations come and complicate it. It's simple. Love God, love people. Da gaat jy, jy's cool. Verse 15. But if you're always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another. So I say, let the Holy Spirit guide your lives. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are the opposite of what the sinful nature desires. Those two forces are constantly fighting each other. I'm so glad there's honest people this morning saying amen. Because I've yet to meet the man or woman of God that doesn't have this struggle. I've yet to meet the man or woman of God that's not at a place where they're not on a regular basis warring in the spiritual realm, fighting some battle of the spirit versus the flesh. Ek wil daai persoon sien. Daai persoon bestaan nie. Because we are born again spirits that live in fleshly bodies. And this flesh will always want to do what this flesh wants. That's it. And God knows that. God understands that. But the freedom that we have, ons kan nie net terugsit en hierdie verskoning maak nie. Ach, ek is maar net 'n mens. Die Here verstaan. Vleis is vleis en 'n man moet eet. Rarig. Nee, we can't have that excuse. God has given us a means where we can with our minds, remember when we spoke about body, soul, and spirit, or spirit, soul, and body in the beginning of the year? You have a spirit. It causes you to make a decision with your mind to bring om jou lichaam op sy regte plek te sit. So it's spirit leading the body, leading the mind. Leading the mind to make a decision that brings the body into subjection. Ons kan nie net sê, ek is maar net 'n mens. Jy weet, die Here verstaan. Ja, hy verstaan. Maar hy het vir ons 'n uitweg gegee. Hy het vir ons die means gegee. Deur sy woord, deur die leiding van die Heilige Gees, deur die ondersteuning en stigting van mekaar in 'n liggaam. We're not meant to be lone rangers and glory boys. We're meant to be part of this team. This beautiful thing called the Church of Jesus, which I love so much. Those things make it possible for us to have victory over the flesh. And that's what he's saying here. So the Spirit gives us these desires and we have this struggle on a daily basis, okay? So where was I here? Number 16, I'll say. Okay. And the Spirit gives us, verse 17, Spirit gives us desires that are opposite to what the sinful nature desires. These forces constantly fighting each other, verse 18. But when you, verse 18, calm down, Mozzie, I'm excited. State for a refill, Esau. I love it when the Holy Spirit ministers to me. Oh, man. But when you're directed by the Spirit, you're not under obligation to the law of Moses. Donkey toch. He says, when you're led by the Spirit, you're not under obligation to the law of Moses. Because, mense, weet jy hoeveel wette was daar, nee? So is die 10 geboeie? And then 200 and plenty, I don't know, I lose count. 200 and something others. That's just one theory. 270 something of all other rules and regulations. Jy kan nie so leef nie, julle, because you're surrounded by all these rules and regulations that if you disobey one, you're dead. Hoe klink dit? Die geringste is jy skuldig van die hele wet. So, jy dink vir jouself, ja, ek laster nie God se naam nie, ek doen nie aanbidding vir een van 'n idol nie, I don't murder people, not that often, I don't sleep around, you know, only like every now and again, you know, I don't do those things, but you do the smallest little thing, like you just get a little bit angry, you say, you fool, according to the law, you've committed murder in your heart, and you're guilty of the whole law. And he's saying, if you let the Spirit lead you, you're not guilty of the law of Moses. Are we starting to see why it pleases God to give us this? That's why it pleases Him to give us this kingdom, because this sets us free. This gives us the liberty. This gives us the peace to live a life that in His name it's possible for us to enjoy life. Wie van julle wil deel wees van 'n gemeente waar daar soveel reëls en regulasies is, nê? Al wat jy oor dink as jy daar opdaag is 'n Sondag, op 'n Sondag is, who am I going to displease? What am I going to do wrong? Are they watching me? Am I okay? Who wants to come to church? I don't want to come to a church like that, man. Because I can't keep up. Somewhere along the line, I'm going to blow it big time. That's why it pleases God to give us the kingdom. And He gives us the kingdom because He knows it sets us free from this. Verse 19, when you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. When you follow the desires of the sinful nature, the results are very clear. I think we're going to stop there. We're going to look at this next week. I want to skip forward to bring in this back, because there's lots to discuss here. I don't want to rush through it. I don't want to leave you with focusing on the desires of the sinful nature, because mense, dis 'n riller, né? Dis 'n riller. But it pleases God, because us receiving the kingdom makes Him happy. So the first part of Galatians 5, verse 1 to 15, basically can be summarized by this. It teaches us the power of living a life and the freedom that we have being led by the Spirit, and it hits this point home. It hits this point home in verse 21. And he says, let me tell you again, as I've done before, that anyone living that sort of life will not inherit the kingdom of God. That's the first part of Galatians. And the second part, which we'll look at next week, from verse 16, focuses on this. It brings this good news home. That in the light of Luke 12, verse 32, and Galatians 5, 22, we see that the key to making God happy is us receiving something from Him. I hope and I pray that has stirred something in your heart this morning. There's lots that we're going to discuss in the next couple of weeks about this passage of Scripture and what it means. But for now, let's recap what we started off with. We spoke about making God happy. And most of us think about, I've got to give something to God, I've got to do something, I've got to act in a certain way. Let that forever be changed in your mind this morning, to know and believe and receive this. What makes God happy is you receiving what He wants to give you. Luke 12 and verse 32 says, don't be afraid, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It makes Him happy to give you the kingdom. So this morning, as we get ready to close off, think for yourself. Let me choose these words carefully this morning. There might be something in your life that you've struggled with, because deep in your wese, weet jy, ek begeer so baie om God te please, om iets te kan doen. Settle that this morning. Stop thinking like that. Think like this. God, to make you happy, I just got to receive. I think it worked out so perfectly that Colette came forward and received something this morning. Gina, hoe was het geweest om vir die dingetjie namens die gemeente en die HBT die geskenkie vir Colette te gee? Dit, jy het lekker gevoel, nee. So, the feeling that Leonie felt inside, did it have anything to do with Colette? Did Colette do anything? Did she perform this morning? Did she provide some service here in front? Or did she dance and sing? Or, no. She simply received something as simple as thank you. Thank you. And Leonie felt good. It's like that this morning. My encouragement to you, God's encouragement to you, my precious brother, my sister, you're sitting here and you're watching online. You have a desire in your heart to make God happy, to please God. Maybe there's something that you're struggling with, a sin that repeats itself over and over. You've repented of it more times than you care to remember. And you feel that you can't please God because of this area of failure in your life. God is using me this morning to set you free from that and get this in your head and in your heart and lived out in your spirit. Please God. Please God. By receiving what He has for you, His kingdom. Let's pray together. Father, you're such a good God. I thank you for the teaching we can receive from your word. And once again, get a glimpse and an insight as to the goodness of your heart. Lord, that your being pleased with us is not based on what we do, but on us receiving what you have for us. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you made it possible for us to live a life led by your Spirit. Lord, I pray for each person that has heard your words this morning. Lord, let this change take place in our minds this morning, in our heads, where we understand that you're pleased when we receive, not when you get something from us. And Lord, it's in obedience that we want to receive this morning. And for us to be obedient, you also give us the ability to be obedient. And so thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your gracious generosity. Thank you, Jesus, for your incredible sacrifice that enables us to receive from you this morning. Lord, I pray the freedom that we have read in your word this morning, the freedom that you bring, Holy Spirit, would you bring that to people's lives right now, right here where they're seated. Lord, those that are watching online, let them receive this word. Receive God's word this morning, that Christ has made you free. Scripture teaches that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. God set you free this morning as you receive the things of the kingdom. Lord, I pray that you take us all away from the place where our relationship with you is based on the heaviness of law and the burden of works. That we can receive the completed work of the cross this morning. I pray for each person, Lord God, of this that has struggled with this for the longest time, that you set them free this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, whatever part and aspect of your kingdom, which is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, you want to give to us, would you give to us as you see fit? Each person here, Lord, each person that's praying and believing you to do this, Lord God, may they receive this morning what you have for them in Jesus' name. I'd like us to pray together right there where you're seated as you're doing business with God. If we can just all corporately together, please. Say this out loud. Say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your goodness. You're a good God. You are happy when I receive from you. Lord God, in Jesus' name, by your Spirit, give to me the things of your kingdom. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. By faith, I receive this morning what I have asked for. I've asked you, and I believe you'll give me what I ask because you want it for my life in Jesus' name. And Lord, as your people have prayed this, Lord, thank you that this will become a reality. As we start to leave this place this morning, as we face the remaining hours of today and tomorrow and the rest of the week and the future, let it become a reality in Jesus' name, Lord. As your kingdom becomes a reality in people's lives, to the praise and glory of the Father. And we thank you for that in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen. And amen. Thank you for making the time to visit with us this morning. May Almighty God bless you and keep you. May God make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God lift up His countenance over you and give you supernatural peace that surpasses all understanding. God willing, we'll see each other same time, same place next week. Have an awesome week. We love you dearly. Cheers.